Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yes, you would hope, and it's not always a meritocracy, but I would hope the other direction. I would hope that he does not play as well as Dean, because if he does play better than Dean, you're in trouble.
But let's move on, Johnny Mac. Let's go into roster weaknesses real quick. Just coming out of camp, I know we did our mini camp. Now that you've had a chance to see some of these guys, our depth chart, before we went into minicamp. Now that you've had a chance to see these guys, what sticks out to you as the weakest parts of this roster? To me, it's safety, I think. I think I'd have to go safety, where I think they need more help there. Now, they obviously have a lot of moving parts. They could move people to safety. But what is your weakness on this roster right now?
Oh, still linebacker. Not even close, I would say. I think they have good players at safety. A little bit light, and he mentioned, but they're going about the depth in a different way with some of the versatile players, Avante, and eventually they didn't use him at safety in mini camp. But I think I wouldn't be surprised if cross training with Cooper starts there at some point in training camp. And then Sydney's going to be back relatively early in the season, which I keep mentioning, Sydney Brown. I think they have some good players at safety. Linebacker, I'm not sure they have any good players. And, you know, the one notable exception to that would be Nakobe. And, you know, everybody seems to be writing him off because he wasn't getting first-team reps in minicamp, fresh off the Lisfranc surgery. He just got back. He didn't even, if you remember, he didn't participate in the voluntary OTAs, so he wasn't fully cleared until the second voluntary OTA. Even fully cleared is probably not the best example, because he was limited. And then in minicamp, he started to work in a little bit more. And he got some first-team reps, a handful, and mostly second-team reps. Ultimately, I think when training camp starts, he's still going to be the starter. He's going to be the guy they default to. Now, maybe he can't play, but I think he's going to get that opportunity. I think there's this... You know, Devin White had a very good mini camp, but that's made for Devin White. Shorts, athlete. When the offensive line is out there, I talk about it all the time, and they're leaning on people, and you have that play action, And he got a guy who's got a reputation of not being the most disciplined in the world, taking false steps, not being where he's supposed to be. I'm not ready to crown him, as Denny Green, my old buddy, rest in peace, would say, and Zach Bond. You know, contracts don't tell you everything, but they tell you a lot.
Yeah.
Zach Bond signed a 1-year deal that could be worth up to $3.5 million, but it's only the veteran minimum guaranteed, 1.125. I mean, you're not married to that guy as a starting off-ball linebacker.
No, but if he's playing better than Dean, right, he's going to get the slot. I would hope, at least. I mean, I know the NFL doesn't always work like that.
Yeah, but you would hope, and it's not always a meritocracy, but I would hope the other direction. I would hope that he does not play as well as Dean, because if he does play better than Dean, you're in trouble. Like, Dean's the guy who they think, or at least thought, was going to be a player, and they were going to build that whole group around. And if he's not a player, and he very well may not be, because he wasn't great when he was on the field, I'm not trying to say.
Have you seen enough from him to make a judgment one way or the other on where you think he will be?
No, I haven't seen any of them, basically, this year. I mean, he'll be fully cleared by training camp. And obviously, he only played 4 or 5 games, whatever it was, last year. Haven't seen nearly enough.
Well, let me just play hypothetical then real quick. If, let's just assume N'Kobe Dean is healthy for the season. Healthy, fully healthy, going to be the starting linebacker. Is linebacker still a weakness in your eyes?
Yes, until he proves otherwise. But he's the guy with the upside.
I think Devin White has upside. Strictly the pedigree, if you can unlock it out of him. I'm not saying you're going to. I understand the concern with him, for sure. But I think he has upside in this defense.
The sample size is pretty stinking large at this point. 76 games. 5 seasons, 84 if you want to continue going to the postseason. Under a really good defensive-minded coach, I think people are buying into a weird narrative there, I would say. That is a large sample size to assume, oh, the light's going to come on. Crazier things have happened, but I wouldn't bet on it if I were a betting man.
That's fair. A lot of people in the chat saying edge rusher Johnny Mack, defensive end is a need for the team, or at least a weak spot on the roster. How do you evaluate the edge rusher? I know they made the move on from Hassan Reddick. That deal is starting to look better for the Eagles as he's.
Yeah. Forward. By the way, anybody apologizing for that?
Actually, I will. I will give Cilio credit. He came out and said, "Hey, look, this is now looking a little bit different than we thought originally." I just don't get why Joe Douglas makes a trade for that guy without a deal in place.
Well, Joe's GMing for his job. We talk about all that. He's in a different mentality of Howie Roseman.
Yeah, but doesn't it look worse to him to trade for him? And then player holds. Play.
I mean, Hassan Reddick, who cares if he's at offseason work? I mean, that's Joe's mentality. I mean, who cares? You know he's not going to be a voluntary work. And I don't know if he showed up or not.
No, I think it's today. So we're going to find out today if he shows up.
Yeah. I assume he's going to show up. He probably won't do much, but he probably doesn't want to incur the fines. I think they only have 2 days. So maybe he will. It's $50,000, but obviously he wants money. So he probably doesn't. He'll probably show up and watch, you know, maybe he'll have a James Bradbury like injury in individuals. Who knows? But I ultimately, I think he'll show up, but the offseason work doesn't matter for Hassan Reddick. And I get it from Joe's perspective of they got a really good defense. The Jets, really gifted defense. People are talking about talent. The New York Jets are a bad team. Like, they got a much more talented defense than the Eagles. So if he can fit in there, he could have a big season. So I get, and Joe, as I said, he's GMing for his job. But from the Eagles' perspective, look, it all comes down to their evaluation of Bryce Huff and Nolan Smith. If Bryce Huff is the player they think he is, they're going to be fine. If Nolan Smith can become a competent rotational piece and is even near what they thought he was coming out of Georgia, they're going to be fine. If those players don't hit, they're going to be in trouble. But Bryce Huff is, I think he's going to be good. I think he's going to be good.
Because I'm not there yet. I haven't seen anything to put me in the otherwise, but I do wonder, you know, we talk about the funny part about the Joe Douglas conversation. You say he's coaching for his job. I'm like, really? The Jets are more relevant than I've ever seen him in my lifetime. I think maybe he shouldn't.
Oh, no. I mean, obviously it's not his fault because Aaron got hurt last year, but they had a terrible season.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, they got some good players on that team, though.
The Zach Wilson stuff, and, you know, failing to, yeah, Joe's got to win this year or he's out. And win pretty significantly. Yeah, but defensively, I mean, they were great defensively last year. Nobody knew it because they stunk so much offensively.
Yeah, I think that helped Bryce Huff was going to be my point. Yeah. So I'm curious to see how Bryce will be.
Well, it's going to help Hassan Reddick. You know, Quinnen Williams is the best player on that line, but it's you know, Jermaine Johnson's a first-round pick. Will McDonald, he hasn't even done anything. He's Solomon Thomas is there. They're loaded up front. They got great linebackers. Quincy is Quinnen's brother. C.J. Mosley still playing at a high level, and they have Sauce Gardner and company in the defensive backfield. D.J. Reed's a really good player. They're loaded on defense. Defense is not their issue. But obviously Aaron Rodgers has got to be healthy, and they got to win. They got to win games, and they should win that division if Aaron Rodgers is healthy. And that's because Buffalo seems to have taken a step back. But yeah, Joe's GMing for his job. There's no question about that. If they don't live up to those expectations, he's out. So he's in a way different situation than Howie. I talked about that when Howie got a little bit frustrated about the question, and it was phrased as in a vacuum, basically. Oh, you got a conditional future pick for Hassan Reddick. It's about age. It's about shelf life. It's about youth getting younger. All those things. Plus, the most important part is the evaluation of the players. The Eagles think Bryce Huff's going to be really good. And they think Nolan Smith has a chance to be really good. If they're wrong, they're going to be in trouble.
What about Josh Sweat? Where's he fall in this equation? Wait, well, let me real quick thank Wilfredo before you answer that. He's a big Johnny Mac fan. He just leaves us a dollar. But thank you, Wilfredo. Big Johnny Mac fan, Wilfredo. So thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Wilfredo. There's a few of those, but there are a few. I appreciate that. Yeah, Josh is a good player. You know, is he a great player? No.
The depth question, you know, like if he can play well and Bryce Huff can play what we're hoping he can be.
Well, that's where the depth comes into it. You don't want Josh Sweat playing as many snaps as he played last year. Clearly wore down.
And I just don't see how he lowers his snap count.
Well, I brought up the back ended, which is kind of counterintuitive, but I think there's a chance that this is it. And Brandon confirmed it again. Anybody thinking he's going to change his mind? So in theory, Brandon could play more because this is it. And you're not trying to worry about the pitch count as much. So that factors into it. Bryce Huff obviously has to play a lot and he hasn't done that. So you have to see how he holds up. And then Nolan. I mean, Nolan is healthy. He had the shoulder procedure. Right then, that might be the issue. If that's the issue, we might be talking about Nolan Smith in a whole different way in a couple months because he was having issues with his shoulder, and he doesn't like to talk about it. But he had surgery, and if they fixed it. Well,
he doesn't like to talk about it because he had that comment when he first got here, and the PR team told him to shut the hell up about it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Not a good comment there.
And if they fixed it to the point where it's working all the time, and he, by the way, he played every game last season, didn't play a lot, so it wasn't like he missed games.
He showed some flashes. I mean, not many, but he showed a couple flashes.
And he's gotten bigger, and that's part of it as well. Sometimes you need a year to get in an NFL weight room. He needs to get a little bit bigger. He has a little bit stronger. He has. So don't write off Nolan Smith just yet, I would say. Or do if you want to, but do it at your own peril. And then there's some lesser guys, Julian Okwara, Terrell Lewis, and obviously Jalix Hunt, but the Eagles have kind of admitted that he's a a longer term project.
Yeah.
But he's got traits, as Howie will say. Who knows? He might be a natural.
Yeah, kind of looks like a Vic Fangio pick to me. Let's go to James Carver, Johnny Mac, Super Chat. Thank you, James Carver. We appreciate you as always, brother. We're going to go to a break soon. We have Mark Farzetta coming up next, but I want to hit the Super Chat first. Since talking linebacker edges, Skip, if already mentioned, J-Mac, what's the story on Oren Burks? Never heard a thing about him in rookie camp or OTA. Well, he's not a rookie, so he wouldn't be in camp, but OTAs or mini camp.
Yeah, he was there. I mean, he was running on the second team with N'Kobe mainly. Yeah, he's a good third linebacker, good special teams player. I think everybody just kind of pencils in Oren as that. That's what he was in San Francisco. That's what he'll be here. So, you know, do you want him? You saw the Super Bowl. I think, you know, once Dre Greenlaw had that freak injury, they went at him hard and were pretty successful. Kansas City. So he's not the best in pass coverage, but I would say he's a good backup linebacker and a very good special teams player. And that'll be his role. You know, maybe hope Ben Van Sumeren can take the next step. Probably has a bigger upside because of his athleticism. But, you know, when Ben got here, he was so raw. But he's so gifted athletically. It's a guy you probably want to find a way to keep around to see if he can keep developing. But yeah, Oren's settled in as that backup. Right now, I would say he would be third or fourth linebacker, but probably on game day being the third. And with Zach Bond, because we were talking about linebackers before. If N'Kobe Dean shows up in training camp, he's completely healthy and he's the starting middle linebacker, that would knock Devin White to the weak side. And Oren Burks is probably your third linebacker on game day. That could elevate Zach Bond to being in the edge rusher discussion because there's all that Andrew Van Ginkle discussion. But again, for all those comparisons, it's natural because Howie brought it up. And Vic himself has mentioned that Zach can do a bunch of different things, and Bobby King said it as well. You know, Van Ginkle, I don't know, he's a top 10 player in PFF. He's getting $10 million a year coming off an injury. Again, contracts don't tell you everything, but contracts tell you Zach Bond ain't Andrew Van Ginkle.
Yep, that's the truth. One more super chat from James Carver, giving you a little bit of love at the end as well. So a little love fest for Johnny Mack this morning. I like it. Sweat didn't have a role in passing camp. He's a left edge, almost always weak side, which is the least likely bonus dropper in Vic's D's in Chicago. I'm a huge J-Mack fan too. Love you, J-Mack. Look, good stuff from James Carver. Also a good point on Josh Sweat, who hasn't made much noise, but we'll see his role on the team. So James, thanks for the super chats. Thanks everybody in the chat for being in here, for liking the show. We appreciate you as always. Let's get to a commercial break. Mark Farzetta, the great Mark Farzetta, coming up next on Birds 365.
If you missed any of today's show on the JW channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.